This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 17-year-old girl calls 911 to report her older sister attacking their mom. By the time police get there, Kim Beachman Hansen, 57, is dead, bludgeoned to death. Kim's daughter identifies her sister as Brianna Beachman, and the 32-year-old arrested not far from her mom's New Jersey home, still holding the murder weapon. Police have not revealed what that weapon is.
Nancy Beachman was temporarily staying with her mother and younger sister at the time of the attack. Her mental health reportedly declined 7 years ago, resulting in a schizophrenia diagnosis, and family members do not believe Beachman was in her right mind at the time of the attack. Kim Beachman Hansen is behind the lyrics and microphone for the 1992 dance hit Trouble. Remixes of the song still play in clubs all over the country.
Brianna Beachman, 32, now facing murder and weapons charges. Kyle Jones, 30, rudely wakes up his girlfriend by smacking her in the face with a cheeseburger. Upset, his burger order is wrong, slapping her with the burger several times and pulling her out of bed and downstairs by her hair. Cops are called. Officers have all the evidence they need. The victim still covered in bits of burger and sauce. Kyle Jones now charged with battery by cheeseburger. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Maryland State Police have apprehended the alleged leader of a cult-like group implicated in multiple homicides across the United States. As Crime Online's Sidney Sumner now tells us, the arrests mark a pivotal moment in a complex cross-country investigation.
Maryland State Police have arrested 34-year-old Jack Amadeus Lasota, along with 33-year-old Michelle Jacqueline Zyko of Media, Pennsylvania. The pair were taken into custody Sunday in Allegheny County, facing charges including trespassing, obstruction, and possession of a handgun in a vehicle. A bail hearing was scheduled to follow in Allegheny District Court. The Zizians, a group described as young, highly intelligent computer scientists with radical beliefs, have been linked to 6 deaths nationwide. These include the January 20th shooting of U.S. Border Patrol agent David Mayland in Coventry, Vermont, near the Canadian border. 44-year-old Mayland was killed during a traffic stop that escalated into a shootout. Authorities have provided limited details about the group's motives. However, online writings by Lasota, who identifies as a transgender woman and uses she/her pronouns, reveal a blend of anarchist beliefs, radical veganism, and discussions on artificial intelligence. Operating under the pseudonym Z's, Lasota authored a blog exploring controversial theories, including the notion that the brain's hemispheres possess distinct values and genders, sometimes in conflict. Lasota and Zyko have also been associated with other violent incidents, such as the murders of Zyko's parents in Pennsylvania and a landlord in Vallejo, California. The group's activities have raised alarms within online communities, particularly among rationalist groups focused on human cognition and the potential dangers of artificial intelligence.
Russia has released an American citizen arrested earlier this month on drug charges. 28-year-old Caleb Byers was detained at Moscow's Vinnykovo Airport on February 7th after authorities claimed he had cannabis-laced food products in his luggage. He had been traveling from Istanbul with his Russian fiancée, who remains in custody on similar charges. Byers faced up to 10 years in prison for drug smuggling. His release comes as American arrests in Russia have become more common. Earlier this month, teacher Mark Fogel was freed in a prisoner swap after serving time on similar charges. He had been sentenced to 14 years for carrying what his family says was medically prescribed marijuana. His release came in exchange for Russian cryptocurrency expert Alexander Vinnik, who was facing fraud charges in the U.S.
Thanks, John. Amanda Town, 32, down on her luck, trying to find a new job and a more stable home for her 3 children. She stays with relatives and her boyfriend as she tries to get back on her feet. 3 a.m., she knocks on her aunt's door after an argument with the boyfriend. The aunt and the aunt's husband both asleep, but she talks with her nephew. Amanda says she plans to walk back to the boyfriend's Fellsmere, Florida home, but she'll be back again at a more decent time of day. Amanda's half-mile walk should have taken under 10 minutes. But the boyfriend calls family members the next day saying she never made it. Her phone is not pinging. Her bank account has not been touched. Amanda, 5'2", 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, butterfly tattoo, right shoulder. Last wearing a camouflage sweatshirt, black leggings, and black flip-flops. Carrying a medium-sized purse. If you have info on Amanda Town, please call Indian River County, Florida Sheriffs, 772-569-6700. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our very best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.